Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Rosalie Berg, who you'll find on Medium.com, and here is When Mommy Breaks the Law, How I Ended My Squeaky Clean Record in Front of My Kids Twice in 2 Weeks. I knew the minute I uttered the words, I was doomed. I got cocky, and the universe took note. I was chatting with friends, comparing notes about getting pulled over by the popo. I sat back, crossed my arms, and sanctimoniously declared that I hadn't received any sort of traffic violation since college. That's right, the last ticket or infraction of any kind was over 20 years ago, motherfuckers! My friends gasped in awe. They marveled at my driving prowess, my cat-like reflexes behind the wheel, my ability to defy the odds and avoid the speed traps lurking behind every corner of our suburban wonderland. The last time I received a ticket, three friends and I were driving to college in Colorado from the Northeast and decided to gun it once we crossed the state border. We wanted to know how our clunky station wagons would perform at the triple-digit mark. Sounds about right for a bunch of adrenaline and Adderall-fueled 19-year-olds. The cop picked the four of us off one by one. It was comical. All of us lined up with our station wagons on the side of Route 70. We were honest and told him we were just so excited to get to school. He was either a dad, thought we were cute, or felt sorry for us in our station wagons. But he gave us all a warning and told us to be more careful. You bet, sir. Wink, wink. Since then, it's been smooth sailing for this suburban road warrior. Until I decided to open my big, fat mouth. The first infraction occurred approximately 2 weeks ago while I had my 7-year-old in tow. I may or may not have casually stopped at a stopped sign. All of a sudden, a black car flashed its lights at me and I knew. The gig was up. I uttered several four-letter words as I pulled over 3 blocks from my house. He approached my car with a flashlight. It was noon. He peeked in and asked if I had anything in the car. I have a child, I offered, motioning to my son. He found zero humor in my proclamation. He then asked if I had any alcohol or guns in my car. I looked at my sparkling water in my cup holder that was donning a koozie, because it's Texas and all drinks require koozies from the months of April to October. No exceptions. I gulped, said no, but for good measure removed the can from the I'd rather be drinking beer koozie and showed him what it was. Why are you showing that to me, ma'am? He asked without the slightest suggestion of amusement. I just wanted to make sure you knew it wasn't alcohol. I pathetically retorted. I never suspected it was, he said, now sounding very suspicious. I awkwardly smiled. He ran my information, issued me a warning, and sternly requested that I be more careful in the future. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I replied like some sort of overeager rookie army cadet. My son was equally unamused and told me to count to 3 at each stop sign. It's actually very sound advice that I've been following ever since, People driving behind me love it too. Back to assuming the role of pavement goddess, I smugly thought to myself as I drove off with my warning. I was undeterred by this pesky little warning issued by Officer Serious Pants. Until this morning. I was racing to get my kids to a dentist appointment on time for a change, and had to bend the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit in my neighborhood by a mere 12 miles per hour in order to accomplish my lofty goal. Unfortunately, an officer was waiting to pounce on the next SUV-driving mom doing precisely that. And there I was. We meet again so soon, suburban law enforcement dude. Surely I'll get off with another warning. Surely he'll see my two puppy-eyed children and will feel a pang of sympathy creep up beneath his badge. Surely he'll take pity on an exasperated mom in the throes of summertime hell. Surely he'll issue me an actual ticket without a moment's hesitation, thereby marring my impeccable record. Duh. The officer handed me the citation without blinking, rattled off a few legalese terms, and asked me if I had any questions. He did not ask me if I was carrying weapons or booze this time, so I considered that a win. It was 9 a.m. Maybe noon is a more common booze-swigging hour for suburban moms driving around my neighborhood. I looked back at my kids and asked them if they were scared. They said no and proceeded to rattle off my speed on each leg of the journey to the dentist. We made it by 9:04. There may have been a tiny bit of speeding, but lightning doesn't strike twice, right? Kidding, universe! Seriously, just kidding. Getting pulled over is a humbling experience for anyone. There's something about it that makes you feel like a kid getting caught with your paws in the cookie jar. Getting pulled over twice in 2 weeks with your young children in the car bearing witness to your multiple infraction lends an extra sour flavor of shame. From now on, I will heed all stop signs, choose a different koozie for my sparkling water, not drive with children when I feel the need for speed, and will always have a Maps app on so I know when the 5-0 is prowling the mean streets of Subtopia. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.